Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Nick at the network, and we're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's lineup, Judd Garrett. He's going to be talking about his latest article, Cloward and Piven. In the second hour, it's Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And hang on one second here, because he's got a brand new one, yes. High-tech muzzle, woke bot for classrooms, sounds offensive alarm when detecting offensive speech. My goodness. Right. Well, in the news, Senator Bernie Sanders, of course, decided to get his lips moving, said today that Senate Democrats will strengthen their massive reconciliation spending bill, a statement that could foreshadow disagreement between him and Senate moderates. Quote, I applaud Democrats in the House of Representatives for uniting to pass the Build Back Better Act. You know, I call it the Build Back Bankrupt. Now the legislation comes to the Senate, where I hope to see it strengthened in a number of ways, Sanders said. I guess he can see the dollar marks. Sanders listed policies he wishes to see addressed, including prescription drugs, covering vision care and Medicare, and, of course, putting more climate-related provisions in the bill. Quote, the Senate has an opportunity to make this a truly historic piece of legislation. We will listen to the demands of the American people and strengthen the Build Back Better Act, Sanders said. Moderates, including Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, meanwhile, want to shrink the bill. Yes, looking for the dollar marks. Well, you probably heard that MSNBC has been banned from the Rittenhouse trial and courthouse. The reporter was taken into custody following and stalking a jury bus. He also ran a red light. From the Kenosha Police Department, person who is alleging to be affiliated with the national media outlet MSNBC, briefly taken into custody and issued several traffic-related citations. Police suspect the person was trying to photograph jurors. There was no breach of security regarding the jury, nor were there any photographs obtained. By the way, this investigation remains active and open. No further information. It appears the leftists are getting ready to clock in for work in Kenosha. There is a report of bricks being placed in Kenosha in preparation for rioting. Starfire Code reports there are already calls of suspicious activity coming through the police scanners. Kenosha officers checked a local alleyway, verified that there are bricks everywhere. The Gateway Pundit previously reported that the groups behind the riots in the United States include domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter, U.S. Islamics, and others linked to the Democratic Party. These protests are organized and bricks are being delivered uninhabited to riot sites. Well, Nicholas Sandman, remember him? He knows a thing or two about being a teenager thrust into the spotlight in the nation's ongoing political battles. Sandman was certified in the press after a standoff with a known radical activist for no other reason than his fact that he was wearing a Make America Great hat and a smile. Sandman would go on to have his day in court, however. The teen would produce an able defense team led by L. Wood that would sue the Washington Post, NBC Universal, and CNN for $800 million for defamation and harassment. The lawsuits were settled for an undisclosed sum that would undoubtedly tend towards several millions. Nicholas Sandman has apparently been watching the national drama over the Kyle Rittenhouse case unfold in the media. The biased left-wing media has resentlessly perpetrated gross distortion and lies over the case since the August 2020 riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Rittenhouse shot three violent criminal activists who were attacking him. Well, Senator Rand Paul, J. joined Fox News' Jesse Waters last Wednesday and slammed Dr. Fauci's latest anti-American remarks, in which he stated that, quote, individual rights should no longer be granted when it comes to public health. Fauci said that there is a misplaced perception about people's individual rights to make a decision that supersedes the solicitor's safety. Senator Paul said it is alarming that Fauci has such casual disdain for liberty and science, and added that he is an authoritarian that doesn't obey the science. Paul and Waters discussed Fauci's lying about not knowing whether or not natural immunity has the ability to protect against, quote, he's a liar, and he lies about natural immunity. He knows it works, Paul said, adding, this is a recipe for totalitarianism. It's a recipe for something we don't want in our country. Well, here's a shocker for you. Biden's FCC nominee says Fox News is a state media and must be regulated to death. Matt Vespa filed this story, said, we have Americans still trapped in Afghanistan, rising inflation, lackluster job growth, and immigration fiasco, and are still awaiting the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. So you can see how this story fell below the radar. If you're in conservative media, pay attention, because Joe Biden's nominee for FCC commissioner has been quite vocal about regulating us to death. The wolf is about to enter the hen house, and even some conservative outlets are supporting this effort. Why? Two words, Fox News. One America News Network has been vocal about their support for this nominee. Hill sources told Town Hall that Newsmax might be on board, as they see this woman as one who could deliver a death blow to their number one competitor. Allow me to introduce you to Gigi Song. Her left-wing bias is widely documented. Ms. Song, S-O-H-N, founded the left-wing group Public Knowledge that has long sought more government control of the Internet and media. She was a counselor to Obama FCC Chair Tom Wheeler and was a driving force behind the net neutrality regulation that classified broadband providers as common carriers under Title II of the Communications Act of 1934. The Wheeler rule banned broadband carriers from charging heavy bandwidth-consuming websites like Netflix and Facebook more to carry their content. The enormous regulatory uncertainty caused broadband investment to decline, though it picked up after the Trump FCC scrapped the rule. Ms. Song supports making the Wheeler rule even more burdensome. Quote, I'm not advocating for just reinstating the old rules, Ms. Song told media site CNET last year. We need to push for FCC authority to adopt policy to handle issues like zero rating and data caps. Progressives want the government to regulate broadband rates like electricity prices, and Ms. Song's mooching suggests that she's on board. She's also hinted at deploying the agency's regulatory power to censor conservative media and revive a version of its mooted fairness doctrine. And boy, let me tell you, listener, the fairness doctrine, what a fiasco that was. And back to the story, quote, for all my concerns about hashtag Facebook, I believe that Fox News has had the most negative impact on our democracy, she tweeted in October 2020. It's state-sponsored propaganda with few, if any, opposing viewpoints. Ms. Sohn seems to believe that the state is endorsing conservative speech by allowing cable companies to carry it. She also suggests using the FCC's power over broadcast license to censor conservative outlets. After Tribune Broadcasting abandoned its merger with conservative-leaning Sinclair Broadcast Group 2018, she declared, quote, Today is a good day for every American who believes that diversity of voices in the media is better for our democracy, and urged the FCC to look at whether Sinclair is qualified to be a broadcast license at all. She could also use the agency's power to block mergers that expand conservative media reach. Left-wing activists have petitioned the FCC to block the sale of it, a Spanish-language radio station in Miami, to the conservative-leaning America CV Network, which Democrat Congress members suggested in a letter to the agency wasn't operating in the public interest and may have propagated election misinformation. The FCC is currently split 2-2, and if Ms. Song is confirmed, Democrats will move quickly on the progressive agenda. Yet you can see the end game here, whereas One American News Network and others can't. She won't just stop with Fox News if given the chance. Once she's done gutting them, she'll come after them. This is a warning shot to all conservative outlets. This woman is about to lead a raid the likes of which most cannot recover. It's the state-crushing opinion that it doesn't like. It's the Democrat media complex doing wet work, and it will be brutally applied. This is one nomination that has to be torpedoed. Yeah, just remember that lady's name. Miss M.S., okay? Song, S-O-H-N. Is it S-O-S? No, S-O-H-N, but it is S-O-S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shredded Democrats on what he called their double standards when enforcing the rules. It happened when Democrats and two Republicans in the House voted 223-207 to censor Representative Paul Gosar and strip him of his committee assignments. And if you did not guess, it was Republican Representative Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger who joined the Democrats in the vote. Quote, "What they've started cannot easily be outdone. Their actions today and the past have forever changed the way the House operates," the House Minority Leader said. "It means that the minority rights that have served this body as well as the things of the past. Furthermore, it means that under the Pelosi president, all of the members that I have mentioned earlier will need the approval of a majority to keep those positions in the future," he said. Quote, "The old definition of abuse of power, rules for thee but not for me, that's exactly what's happening here today," he said. The Congress members he had mentioned before, but not by name, include Representative Ihan Omar, Minnesota, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff of California. Couldn't we rent three canoes and, you know, well, never mind. Quote, "What's worse, we've got to this point on the basis of double standard," he said. "Democrats want to change the rules, but refuse to apply them to their own caucus." He mentioned how a congresswoman, presumably Waters, asked people to confront members of the Donald Trump administration when they see them. "This side of the aisle didn't ask that chairwoman to lose her committee. We simply ask for an apology." Yes, the old double standard. All right. Hey, we are going to take a break, and then Judd Garrett is coming up with his latest, Cloward and Piven. Be right back.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
This is Michael Medved, and my fiercely independent talk show will bring you the latest news and uncensored views from politics to pop culture. It's all there. And we want you to be part of the conversation. You can call us directly at 1-800-955-1776. That's every weekday afternoon from noon to 3 on CRN1.
Join Michael Medved weekdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on CRN.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder here. And let me tell you about Judd Garrett. And in fact, I'm going to give you his little bit longer intro today. He grew up on the Jersey Shore in Cleveland, Ohio. Writes from his home in Texas, where a recent non-writing job was as director of advanced scouting with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Garrett name is well known in college and professional football. Judd's father, Jim, was a legendary coach in college with several professional teams, as well as being a longtime scout with the Dallas Cowboys. Judd's brothers, Jason and John, also played and coached professional football. A 1990 graduate of Princeton, Judd was an All-American football player. He also played baseball for the Tigers. He was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles of the NFL. And after 6 years as a professional football player, including with the 1993 Super Bowl champion Dallas Cowboys, he began a 12-year coaching career with the Saints, Dolphins, Rams, and Cowboys. Served another 12 years as a personal executive with the Cowboys. Judd, by the way, has written 2 screenplays and is a frequent contributor to the topic of sports and politics, to Real Clear Politics. And No Wind is his first published novel. Judd is married and the father of 6 children, and that's enough to have a baseball team. Judd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
All righty. Pretty good, I guess, yeah. Before I get into your main topic here, just wanted to say, is there any chance this year for the Raiders now? Does it seem like the bad luck has hit them, or what's your opinion on that real quick?
Yeah, I mean, the game last week didn't look too good. I think they have a lot of talent. I mean, there's been a lot of turmoil, you know, with the head coach and obviously with the one player and the drunk driving accident which killed somebody. I mean, that's a lot of off-field, you know, turmoil to overcome. But they do have some talented players, and, you know, there's still a long season left. I think there's, eight games left, so I think they can turn it around.
Seems like the offense seems to be the biggest problem, but I don't know. It's funny how you start out so good and then psh, there you go, you know. So yeah kind of. They're not going to call you and say, "Hey, are you interested in coaching again?" Right?
I don't know. I know some of the coaches on that staff, so we'll see. Maybe this offseason they will. We'll see.
All right. Coach Garrett, yes, there you go. Nah, you'd have to move to Vegas, and then, you know, you'd have to take all your kids up there, and then you have to help pay the electric bill. So that's one of the biggest problems. Cloward and Piven, boy, and I've heard that name so many times and talked about it. You say in 1966, two Columbia University sociologists, Richard Cloward and his wife, Frances Piven, right? Both members of the Democratic Socialists of America. Wrote an article in a magazine called, the magazine was The Nation. Tell us about this, would you?
Yeah, they wrote an article in The Nation in 1966, and it's called The Ways of the Poor, A Strategy to End Poverty. And, you know, what their plan was, the institute guaranteed annual income, you know, to the citizens, and they felt that, you know, the current welfare system was insufficient, and in fact, they felt it harmed the poor people. It perpetuated poverty. It didn't pull people out of poverty, and they believed the only way to pull people out of poverty was through the guaranteed annual income. So their plan was to overload the welfare system, get as many people in as possible onto the welfare rolls, so the system's overloaded, the system collapses, and then the next logical step after the system collapsing would be to implement the guaranteed annual income, which is what they wanted. And, you know, it created, you know, the National Welfare Rights Organization was created because of that. And they did just that. They overwhelmed the system. A lot of the members went into the welfare offices. They threatened violence against, you know, the people working there to get as many people signed up as they could. And the welfare rolls doubled from 4.3 million to 10.8 in just a 10-year period. And the system did get overloaded, but it never collapsed, and we never got the guaranteed annual income.
So all this threats and violence, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the bully social workers. Yes.
Yeah.
I bet that could happen even today. All right, we're going to take a break and be right back with Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, and his website, objectivityistheobjective.com. That's objectivityistheobjective.com.
These are the sounds of Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club.
Mm, look at this ribeye. You see that ribeye?
Fantastic. Incredible.
This is delicious.
Sausage and lentil soup. Special today. Very, very good.
Look at this garlic bread. Best garlic bread I ever had.
And here's Vic Perino, owner and operator of Colombo's.
A lot of the Italian recipes are my uncle's own recipes. We have a lot of people coming back for his hand-rolled lasagna. We make it basically from scratch. I think ours is exceptional.
Here's Vic on what makes Colombo's different than any other Italian restaurant.
The other thing that sets us apart from other Italian restaurants is that we're an Italian steakhouse. We specialize in our steaks.
Plus, there's more.
We have entertainment 7 nights a week. So they're coming for a lot of reasons to value. Their value per dollar that they're getting, plus coming into a neighborhood-friendly place. That, you know, sometimes we're actually accused of being the melting pot of Eagle Rock.
Colombo's in Eagle Rock on Colorado Boulevard, 323-254-9138. Mangia.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest, Judd Garrett, former NFL player, coach, executive, and author of No Wind, discussing his latest Cloward and Piven, all right? And we have already established the fact that, okay, here they get this 1967, the National Welfare Rights Organization, and from 1965 to 1974, the number of households on welfare more than doubled from 4.3 million to 10.8 million. I think we're going to get into what's going on today, too, here in a minute or so. It is amazing, isn't it, how you start these organizations, and it's sort of like, Judd, people aren't paying attention. For example, when you have the National Welfare Rights Organization, they come up with little clever names that sounds like it's going to help you. We're just a little organization here that's going to make sure you're getting what's deserved, and you never know what's behind them.
Exactly. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, the left and the communists are very good at marketing and manipulating the language. I mean, like Black Lives Matter is a perfect example. You know, that's a great name, Black Lives Matter. Everybody believes that Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. except for probably the people who are in Black Lives Matter because they don't care about, you know, the black-on-black crime. But, you know, they pick the names that really disguise what they're mm-hmm. all about and a lot of times are completely opposite of what they're all about.
Would it sort of be like Build Back Better, which I say really means Build Back Bankrupt? I mean, look at the amount of money they're throwing around. My goodness, you know?
and that goes a little bit into what I wrote about. I mean, they're trying to overwhelm our system right now. I mean, the level mm-hmm. of spending that's going on, and I wrote this before they passed the bill this morning, but, you know, the level of spending is unprecedented, and we're only going to get hyperinflation. We're going to completely devalue the dollar. The dollar is going to crash. The economy is going to crash. And then the same people who did this to us will turn around and say, well, that's proof that the capitalist system doesn't work, and we got to replace it with socialism.
Man, unbelievable. And here I've said it so many times, all of the perfect examples in the most recent Venezuela, socialism does not work. It works for those on the top, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it never works. It's never worked in any country that's tried it. And not only doesn't it not work, it makes the entire country much worse, much poorer. It causes death and disease. I mean, it's one of the most, you know, evil and destructive ideologies that's out there. If anything needs to be canceled, it needs to be communism and socialism, but somehow it keeps going strong. I don't know how it does it, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Well, the indoctrination, you know, from the schools, and it started a long, long time ago, and they're not teaching American history. It's like, you know, as I understand, Judd, that now they don't even talk about, you know, that America was the first on the moon. And you say, well, why wouldn't you be proud of that and teach that in history? Well, because you have foreign students, you know, that are sitting there, and it kind of makes them feel bad because their people haven't yet gone to the moon or something. I'm going, my goodness, you know, are you teaching babies or are you teaching future Americans?
So we're going to lie to the students so they don't feel bad? I mean,
yeah.
And there shouldn't be any reason why they should feel bad. I mean, you know, I don't feel bad because the first person who walked in space was a Russian. Okay, they pushed the limits forward, and then we followed, and we got to the moon. I mean, that was all part of the whole.
I was upset because they killed that dog. You know, I was upset about that, but really,
yeah,
I really was. You know, I was thinking that poor, what'd he do to them? You know, and it was probably American dog that they kidnapped. But anyway, that's another story. Yes, but you know the. Here you got Biden or whoever's pulling his strings, and like you say, that the Biden administration has adopted this strategy on almost every policy decision of what these people are pushing. Do you think he knows? Can't Dr. Jill, you know, take his temperature and say, hey, I need to tell you what's really going on?
I think he's the classic useful idiot. I think he believes what he's doing is good because the people around him tell him it's good. But, you know, he's not making these decisions. Someone else behind the scenes, you know, I believe it's Obama, but it may be, you know, Valerie Jarrett, or maybe Susan Rice. Those people are making these decisions. They know what they're doing. But, you know, Joe isn't very with it, so he may just be the classic useful idiot.
Well, we definitely know it's not Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the very first thing, close down the Keystone XL pipeline. And I know, and a lot of people don't know, you know, that so much of this oil coming out of Canada, you know, that was going to go directly through the pipeline down to the coast. And but there was a big contract, you know, for trains carrying that oil. And if you ever want to get into that, you know, there you'll find out probably why the Democrats got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, because it was going to replace the trains. And it was safer than the trains. But they try to tell you, no, it wasn't. But, it's propaganda. You know, boy, propaganda is probably stronger in America now. I don't know if it'll ever catch up with what it was going on in Russia, but it's pretty strong right now, pretty strong. Getting a lot of quotes.
The news media, especially the news media on the left, I mean, they're just the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. I mean, what they're doing, what they've done to that Kyle Rittenhouse is a crime. I mean, they've lied about him every day since the incident, and they're still lying about him even after all the evidence in the trial debunked all their lies.
I got to tell you something, Judd. The worst reporting I saw on the Rittenhouse trial came from MSNBC, and there was a black anchor there. I don't know what her name was, but basically MSNBC has been doing the same narrative the whole thing, you know. But they were making it sound, and in the beginning, you know, that it was black people that were killed, and they would never correct it whenever somebody mentioned, even accidentally, you know, messed up and said, yeah, and he shot the black guy, you know, that was holding the pistol or whatever. And then this MSNBC reporter's talking about, well, I'll tell you one thing, you sure couldn't get a black person up there and have all black jurors, you know, and it's race. And this whole shooting had nothing to do with race, as far as I know. It just had to do with stupid people wanting to burn fires and loot and steal and everything else. But I'm so glad that MSNBC got 86th from the courtroom because of the one guy that had orders, go find somebody and harass them and whatever and find out and take pictures of them. The other thing is the ratings just came out. I don't know if you've seen it. But MSNBC right now is behind all of the others by at least 29 other ones. You know, you've got, you know, Captain Kangaroo coming in with better ratings than MSNBC. And I'm proud of that. I'm glad that's happening. That's what should happen to these clowns, you know. You never hear me make up anything. Never.
But the problem is, though, is that they don't see that as a rebuke of what they're doing. They're just going to keep doing what they're doing, even though no one's watching. Everybody knows that they're just a propaganda media outlet, and they're going to keep doing it. And it's a shame because, you know, what's happening to Kenosha and what's happening to this poor kid, it's criminal.
Well, this new nominee that's coming up for the FCC commissioner hates Fox News. It's like almost like they're propaganda organization, and it's going to be dangerous, you know, if this lady, I think it's a lady, gets nominated there. So do you think Biden would shut down the pipeline and jeopardize our energy independence? I mean, why in the world would anybody do that? And so look what's happening with all the gas prices now. And they sort of go like, well, it'll all work out here. I guess, is he expecting a magic wand, or does he really think that solar is almost here already? Everything's going to be solar in 3 weeks.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. He's driving up the gas prices, and he shut down the pipeline to drive up the gas prices because, you know, he wants to do away with fossil fuels. It's the same deal. Let's destroy the industry so we can usher in, you know, the industry they want, which is, you know, renewable energy and the Green New Deal. And, you know, Jen Psaki, you know, she indicated that, you know, she said the high gas prices are an indication that we must double down our green energy. You know, Obama's energy secretary, you know, former energy secretary, Stephen Chow, once said, you know, we got to get gas prices up to European levels, which is like $8 or $9 a gallon. So all this is designed to crush the fossil fuel industry so they can implement their green energy. But I'm right with you. I don't think solar or wind or any of these these green energy initiatives are going to be able to give us the energy that we need to be as productive as we need to be.
Yeah. And under Trump, you know, first time that we were energy independent. And I'm telling you, you know, you're all of the companies and organizations and workers that are going to lose their jobs. I mean, the people that are, you know, oil drilling, for example, gas and oil. It's like a hatred, you know, a hatred for some reason. It's always got to be global warming and solar energy. And aren't those fans wonderful? Of course, they have a kill rate in California, you know, for the Golden Eagle, that you are allowed to let the windmill kill 56 or 156 or whatever it is. Unbelievable. And I keep thinking, you know, animal lovers, why in the world aren't you guys roaring up, you know, just with what those windmills do to birds? I don't know. It sort of looks good, and you can go back to, you know, the 20s when you had windmills, but you were using them mainly to draw the water, you know, out of the ground. That was the primary reason they had them, was to get water. Biden's Treasury nominee, Saul Amarava, is that right? Amarava?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, we want them fossil fuel companies to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change. Yes, the atmosphere is so thin you can tell that global warming is just about to hit. And is this really going to be the year, or is it the 12th year 12 years ago, or the 12th year 24 years ago, or you know what I'm saying? On and on and on.
We've been hearing these scare tactics since 1988, and really none of what they've scared us about, you know, here it is, you know, over 30 years later, none of it that they claim was going to happen has ever happened. You know, and they just keep pushing the dates back of when, you know, the world's going to come to an end. But it never comes to an end. It never even comes close to an end. But they keep trying to scare us that way.
Well, they may bring the United States to an end if they keep printing up the money like they are and passing these bills. You know, of course, Biden said it's not going to cost us anything. So you mentioned since March of 2020 that we passed four spending bills which cost over $9 trillion, added over $5 trillion to our national debt. $1 trillion. You know, at one time, I bet you in Lincoln, you know, if it was $5, people were probably going, $5? Yeah, I know I'm exaggerating there, but my goodness, when you're talking trillions, do they only do that in the purified air of the Capitol and Washington, D.C. areas?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, the interesting thing is they say this new spending bill isn't going to cost us anything, mm-hmm. which is completely, it doesn't make sense, because if you're already in debt, anything that you add, anything that you spend on after that, you're already in debt, adds to your debt. Right? I mean, if I'm $1,000 in debt and I go buy, you know, a car, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't get that for free. I'm going to even go further into debt. It doesn't make sense what they say. They just lie to you all the time.
Well, you know, with this Cloward-Piven strategy, basically making people go bankrupt, right, and overloading the system, and we're definitely overloading the system right now with the amount of immigrants that we brought in. I guess the most ever in the history of the United States, I would imagine. I know Ellis Island sure didn't have that many. They had a lot coming in, but they sure didn't have them swarming in now or flying in, you know?
Yeah, this is the most that's ever come in within a year. And again, it's the same strategy. They want open borders. They want to destroy the immigration system. So they're going to overload the borders and overload the immigration system with 1.7 million illegal immigrants so they can destroy that and get what they want. It's the same strategy that he's applying to everything, the immigration, energy, the financial sector. It's to overload the system, crash the system, so then they can implement what they want.
Yeah. I think I'm going to jump over the border and jump back and get a whole bunch of money. Yeah, that'll work. Judd Garrett, we'll be back and wrap things up. Remember the website, objectivityistheobjective.com. You can read all his great articles, and you can get his book, Know When, at Amazon.com. Be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you remember Herbert W. Armstrong? Do you remember his magazine, The Plain Truth? His television program, The World Tomorrow? The one and only possible message of world peace?
Now we're living in the most serious, the most momentous times of the history of this world.
Those who heard Herbert W. Armstrong speak remember the depth of thought, the clarity of expression, and the power of his message. He spoke for God. God warned this world through Herbert W. Armstrong, and he gave hope to this dying world through Herbert Armstrong. What happened to that ministry? What happened to that message? We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder, CRN, with Judd Garrett, author of No Wind, discussing his article, Cloward and Piven. And, you know, you talk about these fake hoaxes that were going on, you know, how they have to use fake things like that. Jussie Smollett, Bubba Wallace, all of this stuff, you know. And teaching the critical race theory. False narratives that all white people are inherently evil and black people are their victims and blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on, right? And you say the Cloward-Piven strategy will always end in a disaster, whether it ushers in communism or not. If communism results, it always ends up bad because every country that's implemented communism has suffered terrible economic and human losses. And the very closing you have here about if communism was so good, do you have that in front of you by any chance, Judd?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if communism is so great, you wouldn't have to use Trojan horses to smuggle it into the country. You know, the proof of its greatness would be so obvious that, you know, that would be the selling point to the people. And if free market capitalism was so bad, you wouldn't have to purposely implement disastrous policies to destroy the free market system. The system would naturally implode. So, I mean, you wouldn't have to be doing what you're doing if what they believed was true.
Yep, it's amazing. You don't hear that many people complaining, except I think whenever the the Democrats and the Republicans get together, then it's like that's part of their job. You know, we got to change things. You know, we've done pretty good, you know, and times haven't been that bad. I mean, maybe, you know, during the Dust Bowl or maybe whenever we had tragedies that were caused by nature. But overall, you know, America seems to be doing pretty well. They have a good system going. And as far as global warming, I mean, how many false claims can you have on global warming before people finally figure out what in the hell's going on? And look at the examples that these people that are pushing global warming are setting, and we've talked about it. Look at Obama's, you know, the perfect example of where his brand new mansion is, right there, you know, on the coast. So I guess he really knows deep that the oceans are not going to rise. Wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, everything that these people talk about, they're based in lies, and you can't trust anything they say. And you know, you look at, as you said, you look at how they act. And mm-hmm. You know, Obama has the mansion right on the water. You see all, you know, John Kerry's flying around the world in a private jet, spewing, you know, carbon dioxide all over the place. I mean, they don't act as if it's global warming. But they'll tell you there is, but they don't act that way.
And even with John Kerry, I guess they say if you look at his big house, it's like a large ranch complex or something, and it's further away, you know, from any of the other houses. But if you look at it at nighttime, it looks like an airport landing strip, you know, with all the lights on it. Yeah, do as I say, don't do as I do, you know, and my stuff doesn't stink, and yours does, and you just listen to what we're saying, because, yes, wow. And wear that mask, not I, but you. Yeah, I'll tell you. Hey, appreciate each and every visit, Mr. Garrett, and I look forward to the next one. This one is entitled, Listener, Cloward and Piven, and you can read it at objectivityistheobjective.com. Have a good weekend. Talk to you later.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Coming up next, Selwyn Dupe, and wait until you hear about this woke bot for classroom. It's an alarm to detect, offensive speech. Oh, yeah. Things just don't stop, do they?
Are you?
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder, Nick at the Network. We just happen to be live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Program note, when next we meet, Robin Vitston, Executive Director, We the People Rising, with all her latest updates. David Rubin, author of the book Confronting Radicals, with all of his latest. And then Andrew Art Arthur, resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. His latest, Mayorkas Faces Senate Fire on Payment to Migrants. All right. Right now, I want to introduce the one and only Mr. Selwyn Dupe, writer for The New American. Selwyn has also contributed to college textbooks published by Gale Sinage Learning, and he appears on television and frequent guest on radio programs just like this one. His website is selwynduke.com. And now, here comes Mr. Selwyn Dupe. Oh, yes. Boy, when they hear that, they know They know Selwyn, baby, don't they? Yes, sir. It's the one and only. Hey, see? Absolutely perfect. That's all it takes. Okay.
What? Yeah. Chuck, you know, we need a song for you now, though. It's not fair. I don't know what that could be. Chuck, I don't know. I don't want to sing because, you know, with my voice, if I start singing on the radio, that's going to be it. My career will be over. But how are you today, Chuck?
I'm fair to partly cloudy, and if I had that song for me or any song for me, I would have to get a beautiful ballerina in here, you know, to help set the mood, right?
Because why not?
I have my female Cocker Spaniel. Okay, that'll work. Never mind. Yes. Yeah. Oh, boy. I got to tell you, listener, Selwyn has this first story we're going to talk about, first report. You sort of knew it might be coming, but this one might shock you a little bit. And it's not even rated R, unless you're wanting to talk about real noise. article. Selwyn Duke Report. Are you ready for this? Pardon me. High-tech muzzle woke bot for classroom sounds offensive alarm when detecting offensive speech. Wow. And I was looking for a little toy, believe it or not, there during my last break, Selwyn. You know, like a little squeezy duck or something like that. Couldn't find one anywhere, which is kind of, you know, I have so many. But anyway, and I thought, well, every time I hear Selwyn kind of go off of it a little bit there, I'll squeak the squeak. So apparently I'm not going to be able to do that. So I just can't find anything
well,
in here that makes noise. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just give you one of mine that I play with in the bathtub, one of my squeaky ducks, that's all.
Is it yellow?
I think it's yellow, yes.
Yeah, I've got remember all the that one, yeah. I thought you'd gotten rid of that one. people saying, what are they talking about? What is this still talking back with Chuck White? Yes, it is, yes, kind of, sort of.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I have a child's heart, but an old soul. That's the combination you want, a child's heart and an old soul. Then you still have your sense of whimsy and your joie de vivre, but you also hopefully have wisdom.
Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah, the wisdom, yes. You know, when I first saw the title, Selwyn, the first thing that came to mind was that here they have this thing set up for the school board meetings, see? But and they probably will implement this in the school board meeting somehow, but I'm going to let you run with it as much as possible. You know, I never interrupt people, so anyway, this... is this just in time for Christmas, you say, but is it for the strictly for classrooms, or can you go out and buy one of these?
No, I imagine you'll be able to buy one. Now, it's very interesting. I said, it seems like maybe it's going to be rolled out just in time for Christmas, but it turns out I think that maybe Christmas could trigger this device. But, Chuck, I don't know if you heard about this story. The amazing thing to me is that more conservatives didn't pick up on this. I think it just escaped their notice because this is the kind of thing. I don't know. Did you hear about it?
No, you are the first. All right. I don't know if who else heard about it.
I mean, it's the kind of thing Tucker Carlson would want to talk about for a couple of minutes. It sounds so ridiculous, but here's the whole thing. The question is, do you get this device when you're naughty or nice? Well, we really don't know, but here's what it is. It's an electronic thought police bot, and it goes by the name Themis. Now, they say, Chuck, this is intended for classrooms and social settings. It's designed to detect and interrupt offensive remarks, okay? Now, this is not a joke, folks. As I wrote in my article, you didn't accidentally log on here to the Babylon Bee, not satire. It's often hard to tell in today's world. I mean, that's the bottom line. But Themis, Chuck, it's named after the Greek goddess of justice and social order. And it really is an actual product invented by an actual person, and it appears this actual person markets it with an actual straight face. And as the Telegraph puts it, the British publication, quote, the thought police have arrived. And that's true, But thankfully, as I put it in my piece, Themis doesn't vaporize misbehaving humans. That's not happening yet with a disintegrator ray. Instead, what happens is when you say something you're, quote, not supposed to, it relies on, quote, extremely bothersome alarms that last, quote, approximately 2 minutes. That's according to the Telegraph again. And this is intended to warn a transgressor and to provoke discussion. So anyway, what it is that trigger warnings, we've all heard about trigger warnings, you know, things that you hear when you say something that could supposedly trigger someone else. Trigger warnings, Chuck, have been built into this device. It's meant for classrooms and social gatherings. Sounds this alarm when it detects offensive language and jokes. It's lamp-sized, so I guess you could fit it into most anywhere. And get this, this is actually how they put it. Now, to most of us, Chuck, the term political correctness has a negative connotation, right? But they actually say that this gadget is an attempt to, quote, manifest political correctness as an ideology into a product. That's how its developers have put it. And it's already been trialed for potential use as a tool to moderate, let's say, in debates, those settings, and in United Kingdom schools and universities. Not surprising this is coming out of Britain. But, you know, let me take a pit stop, Chuck. What happened? What would happen if you had one of these things next to you in the studio? How would the show go? I think when you were talking to me.
Yeah. They'd say, what? I'm getting another station's interfering with you, you know, wonk, wonk. But you know what? Really, you could say if it only went like, no, 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 right? Whenever they do that.
Yeah.
But to go off for 2 minutes, now you know why you're not supposed to bring guns to schools. Wouldn't you want to shoot that thing 2 minutes long?
Yes.
Have you heard, Selwyn, what the sound like? Or?
No, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. But, yes, that did seem gratuitous to me, too. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, okay, the whole idea is ridiculous to begin with, but a little warning, as you indicated, but 2 minutes, really. But as I said, could you imagine if this were next to you in the studio when you had me on? It would be a whole hour of just buzzing. I mean, I'd open my mouth and it would be, you'd open your mouth and it would be, I'd say, but wait,
you'd say, you want to hear something worse than that? You want to hear something worse than that? It would be, come on, man. Open your mouth. Yeah. Come on, man. that already irritates me, you know.
No,
I'm glad I have
a
pause button.
That's really clever. That's what they should have the device say in Joe Biden's voice. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Over and over again.
And then, you know, the female that said the nasty, dirty word, the incomplete, not the real definition word or whatever. I mean, no telling. This guy or this machine has, I wonder how many offensive words there are. Now, there would be an article for you, and let me know if you do that one, and then we'll spend 2 hours on it, okay?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
The offensive words.
We're going to get it.
Republican.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
But as the Telegraph puts it, this device is, quote, intended to be placed amid a debate setting and to emit a warning when it is triggered by the sound of banned language, racial terms, and comments about body image. But you can also have this, Chuck, get this, at dinner parties and family gatherings. They could also be policed by this device. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? That's what everyone
never come
needs,
back
right?
Again. They wouldn't come back again.
And the Telegraph says, quote, the device could speak up for those at the table offended by certain topics of conversation and encourage self-critique in others. The person who invented this, her name is Zina Issa. She unveiled the product, Chuck, at the Dubai Design Week, and she told the Telegraph, quote, through the use of speech recognition and sound sensors, we were able to program Themis to detect offensive terms and sentences, racial slurs, offensive jokes, through the microphone.
Now, Selwyn. See, I would have a problem with that, because racial slurs, you know, that occurs around my kitchen table quite a bit. You know why, right? Well, see, Fontana Speedway, you know, where the big race course is. That's right down there. We talk about race cars all the time. Oh, racial slurs. Oh, sorry. Okay, I got it. Burp, burp, burp. Come on, man. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
this may
anyway,
take, this may take 45 minutes to do this one.
Yeah, it's hard to get this. Zena Issa, she added that, quote, extremely bothersome alarms triggered by such language. Well, we know that last approximately 2 minutes. And then after that, this themis turns off. And as the Telegraph puts it, quote, allowing then an open understanding discussion among people on the possible trigger matter and the potential reasons behind themis's activation, unquote. So potential reasons. Well, I was pondering that. Here's a wild guess, Chuck. How about this for a potential reason? Well, we know the leftist social engineers want to suppress any argument that could possibly refute their agenda. I think that's a really possible potential reason. And as I put it in my article, well, apparently we just don't have enough of these people, these easily triggered soy boys and clipped-haired girls, you know, the types with the nanometer-thick skin and shoulders that could fit through a shirt's neck hole, people like that, to play speech busybody. But get this, okay? As ridiculous as this theme sounds, it's not just being tried out, Chuck. There's also, quote, a view to a wider rollout soon, the Daily Mail tells us, okay?
Here we go.
And I have to include this because this is, to me, just so emblematic of our age. The Daily Mail also says, and this is how the paper wrote it, quote, The design were unveiled at the Global Grad Show, where students from across the Middle East and North Africa were invited to share their work. And as I pointed out in my piece, you know, given the grammar in that sentence, wouldn't a bot that detected lousy writing in journalism be more useful? I mean, maybe if we focused more on correct language than politically correct language, our society might be better off. Is that possible?
Let me see if I get it right.
All?
Should it be was instead of were? Would I be correct?
No, I think I learned that.
Was?
How about I think my mother told me.
The design looked like it unveiled. Well, boy, okay. We're going to be saved here. We got about 30 seconds before the break, but I do not want to leave this story, you know, and I don't want the alarm to go off because, you know, people say, yeah, time to get up. Wait a minute, I thought Chucky came on like hours ago. Yeah, nope, time to get up.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it? I wonder why they don't have a Christmas doll out already. Come on, man, don't say Republican.
Chuck, you should be a marketing man. You should work for Mattel or something. What are you doing behind that microphone? As good as you are at that, I mean, I'm telling you, you're demonstrating a real talent for this.
Well, the only way you could get it on the market would you pull the string, and it would probably say, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Oh.
I didn't know that. Yeah, really. Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. This, you know, this is unbelievable, this alarm. And you got to do it in jest because it's just not right. We'll be right back. SelwynDuke.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Keep listening for a free offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more.
800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder's CRN, and there's more than just COVID out there. There is the high-tech muscle woke bot, and it's for classrooms, and it sounds offensive alarms when detecting offensive speech. Yes. I wonder how many times it goes off when the professor or the teacher is there, and they're the one doing the talking. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Really,
you get
would,
5 minutes would. Early. You get off 5 minutes early every time it goes off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you get a two-minute break every time somebody says something. So that's good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, look at where that. You can just sleep after all. If you can sleep through that alarm. But, yeah, unfortunately, I don't think you're going to have to be Archie Bunker, Chuck, to trigger this thing. In fact, as I quipped in my article, I can just see in my mind a future debate that I might be in, you know, right before gulags become the wokester's tongue-stifling prescription of choice. But a debate that was policed by this device. I mean, the alarm would go off every time I opened my mouth for 2 minutes. And the only thing is, though, the moderator would already have informed all the participants, you have 2 minutes per answer. But anyway, okay, joking aside, let's move on to a serious
issue,
which I often
and
do.
And seriously, I get back to this again. 2 minutes is really, really too long, don't you think? I think they messed up on that. I mean, and you could even sell it for, households. You know what I'm saying? When you're having a meeting, like you're playing a poker game, that'd be great, yeah. If you're with a bunch of guys playing a poker game and you had that, but it only, shouted at you or something, stupid, or come on, man, not 2 minutes. My goodness, a lot of people can go to the restroom in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Not many,
I mean,
but...
look, if we're going to be serious about it, I would think that that's something they would probably change, because I don't see how that's going to be a marketing plus. Again, the whole device is ridiculous, but if we're going to take it seriously. But there are some serious issues here, and I often do this, transitioning from being comedic to being philosophical.
Yeah.
And
we were having fun, listeners.
It's easy to do when, like me, you have multiple personalities. But, okay, let's do it. See, really, the problem with offensiveness, with using it as a guide for behavior, is that it's a very, very poor guide, okay? In fact, there's something called the offensiveness ploy. Now, I wrote an article about that many years ago, in 2007, in fact. And let me tell you what it is, because it's very, very interesting. Now, we started hearing decades ago already the left saying, that's offensive, this is offensive. And then you're supposed to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Yeah. They don't really mean it. They're not really offended when they say that. And this is the offensiveness ploy. What it is they just don't happen, Chuck, to like what you're saying. But they can't actually state that explicitly, because that would make them seem intolerant. If you say, in essence, shut up because I don't like what you're saying, you seem like the most intolerant of people. So what they do is they use this tactic. They flip things around and they say that's offensive, because then they put the onus on you. Then it's like, oh, well, what you're saying is somehow wrong and shouldn't be uttered. That's the offensiveness ploy, and that's really what's going on. Remember, there's a saying, offense cannot be given, only taken. And there's a lot of truth to that. I would say that I'm probably impossible to offend, to be honest with you. You can annoy me, you can irritate me, you can maybe even get me angry. There
are
many things I don't like hearing. What's that?
You're talking about me? See, that would be good.
Well, you haven't got it yet, Chuck. You're like Rush Limbaugh. He used to say that he's just a lovable little fuzzball, so that's what we say about Chuck Wilder, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, about offensiveness, it's a terrible guide for behavior or for laws or for speech codes. Why? Because it's completely subjective. And as I always say, most everyone is offended by something, and most everything offends someone, and that's the truth. And this is the point. This themis device, though, won't go off at most everything, will it? Hate speech laws don't punish most everything, do they? No. Themis will be triggered instead by politically incorrect things. And that's the point. You can bet, Chuck, that this bot isn't going to sound an alarm if you use the Lord's name in vain, right? But Christians all over the world find that offensive. And by the way, that's become a staple of Hollywood movies. I do notice it, and they do it purposely because they're trying to offend certain people. Make no mistake about it. This device won't go off when all these left-wingers today start bloviating on and on about white rage or, quote, white male tears. Joy Reid talked about that when she was talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, and she was so pejorative and demeaning about it. No, they're not going to go off. This device is not going to go off at those things. But just don't say that Bruce Jenner isn't really a woman. Then you're
okay, now then, you got to hold it right there. You just said Bruce Jenner isn't really a woman. This is your warning, Selwyn Duke. This is your alarm. You're not going to get 2 minutes. You're going to get 4 minutes. 4 minutes, Mr. Duke.
Time out.
And then we'll be back. You're on a timeout, sir. We'll be back. 4 minutes for him. Write it down there, Nick. Okay. Be right back.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing one-day bath and shower remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in pH balance with Balance7.com. Balance 7 unlocks the immune system. Your body will respond in a wondrous way. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. We have 100% money-back guarantee. You have everything to gain. If you're sick and you don't want to be, Balance 7 is the answer. If you're healthy and want to stay healthy, Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com. Use the code word BALANCE and get free shipping. Balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
So you hear the bonk, and then you hear the duke, duke, duke. So we're giving him another 20 seconds in the penalty box. Sill and Duke there. Very offensive. I'm sorry. Beep, beep. There goes my alarm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what's going to happen now, Chuck? Now the song The Duke of Earl is going to trigger this device. That's what's going to happen now.
That's possible. But no, the Duke was, well, I don't know. And I have to be very careful because I'm not sure about what the real Duke was, so I don't want it to go off in here, because we probably got another story after this one, you know, that another report there. But you say that this word may be called bullying, and you're talking about the machine, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, again, now we're getting serious, because there are serious matters that relate to this. I was saying before the break that you can bet that this machine is not going to go off when people use the Lord's name in vain or when they start talking about white rage or white male tears. But if you start criticizing the so-called trans agenda, then watch out. And, of course, this just accords with the spirit of the age, because another way of putting this is this themis will allow what's popular and further stigmatize what's unpopular, at least what's unpopular according to the pseudo-elites. Now, sometimes, Chuck, the stigmatizing of the unpopular has a certain name. What is that? Bullying. Bullying. Mm. Because, you see, for stigmatization to be just, what is stigmatized must be more than just unpopular. It must be wrong, which is also known as immoral. And as I put it in my article, you know, remember, this themis is named after the Greek goddess of justice and social order. Well, yeah, the Greeks had that goddess of justice and social order, but they didn't have a goddess of social justice. No, they weren't politically correct. I mean, even though this was pre-Christian this time, but they weren't politically correct. So, in other words, we can bet that the Greeks conceived of justice and social order not in subjective relative terms, but they were objective things. And what did they concern? Well, how about this? I think they concern matters such as not allowing lowlifes to riot with impunity or punishing good people for defending themselves against the lowlifes. And I think everyone knows what I'm referring to there or alluding to. Okay? However, there was one ancient Greek who disagreed, apparently. Now, his name was Protagoras, and he has said, I've quoted this before, man is the measure of all things. Now, in his time, when he said that, he was an outlier. That was not the default point of view. But in our time, Chuck, unfortunately, it is. As I've said before many times, relativism reigns in our society today. People don't believe in truth. They don't formulate laws and social codes reflecting truth. So what do they do instead? Well, they create their laws and social codes based on consensus preference. Usually that preference is emotion-driven. In other words, what most people like and dislike. And this consensus preference is either that of the masses or, increasingly, it's the consensus preference of the pseudo-elites, as I call them. Okay? And the result is injustice and social disorder. And by the way, they are pseudo-elites, these people. You know, it gets me when certain individuals refer to them as elites. There's nothing truly elite about them. These people are just phonies. They're only where they are, these people in politics and the upper echelons of the tech companies and corporate America, because they happen to have money and power. But there's nothing impressive about them intellectually or morally or in any way that's substantive that really, really matters. But anyway, I guess we're going to conclude this topic. So let me just do it the way I did it in my article, because I think you're going to like this. So we have this Themis, this very bothersome lady who's oh so politically correct. But I do have a solution, a Nordic solution, Chuck, for dealing with this troublesome perversion of a Greek goddess. And I would just say, Themis, meet the hammer of Thor, and thou shalt buzz no more.
The hammer of Thor, and thou shalt buzz no more. See?
I don't think you could use a good buzz.
that could be a song. That's a good title, you know. This is craziness. And the thing is, you hope it doesn't catch on. Because, like I say, the first thing I thought about was, the teacher's meeting. And then, if you're married, you usually have an alarm already, If you upset her, it's a sound of a frying pan hitting you in the side of the head,
Chuck, and what'd you say? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I was going to say, I really appreciate that article because you can make jest of it because of the fact that this is how crazy it's come, where you're going to, have a little robot sitting up there in your classroom or whatever, and who feeds the information? See, that's the thing. That's the problem we have right now. That's the problem we had when Trump was president, because who was feeding all those, networks, all that fake news? Well, I have a feeling this machine is going to be spitting out some fake news also. And right now, Selwyn, I got to tell you, something else, listener. Right now, we got to really turn around 100% and get serious on this show, which is a hard thing for me to do sometimes. But if there's one subject I get serious about, it has to do with COVID. All right? And you know my opinion on COVID, and and all the guests I've had. Unfortunately, Selwyn got a little close, very personal. Just recently when it came to COVID and COVID vaccines. And you have a report on that. You also have a report on a GOP gubernatorial candidate where governors can't trump Biden's administrative socialist push. But I think we need to talk about this COVID, don't you, Duke?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because when we do so, we'll also be satisfying a dying man's last wish. I want to point that out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll get into it. This is a very, very powerful article, and it's very interesting. Anyway, so as I say, it's one thing. I'm just analogizing matters now. It's one thing hearing in the news about, let's say, a car that has brake defects, right? But if you also happen to run into people, Chuck, left and right, who've gotten into brake-related accidents in that model vehicle, well, then what happens? Then the story becomes truly real to you, right? Well, so it is with COVID and me and this writer who I cited in my piece, Liam Brooks, and the so-called vaccines, which are really genetic therapy agents. Anyway, I've written for a while now, Chuck, you and I have discussed this, about how I've personally met five different people in a short space of time who had genetic therapy agent coincident complications, okay? Four of these people had serious heart issues. And now this fellow Brooks tells us his stories, and his piece is titled COVID Vaccines, A Warning from the Grave. And he writes, and I'm going to quote him because it's very, very important. He writes, I had very negative side effects after my second Moderna shot, to the point where I not only regret my decision to get the vaccine, but will never consider getting a so-called booster shot. Far worse than my negative experience, though, was the inexplicable death of a former coworker, a seemingly healthy and successful young man who died in his sleep a couple of days after getting the shot. No comorbidities were in play, so the only logical conclusion is that the vaccine killed him. Okay, now this is one man's testimonial. We've heard many others. I, in the past, have mentioned on your program, Chuck, the case of 13-year-old Jacob Klinik, who died 3 days after his second genetic therapy agent shot. And there are many, many stories like that concerning teenagers and others. But anyway, you know, the problem is, Chuck, that these deaths are ignored by the government media big tech axis. In fact, they're suppressed by big tech in many cases. So we don't really know how many people have passed away under these circumstances, but the number could be extremely high. I mean, for instance, if you listen to Dr. Peter McCullough out of Texas, who's a foremost COVID doctor, one of the more published experts in his field, he has said, I think at the time, the VAERS database, that's Vaccine Adverse Events Recording System, I believe, that's what it stands for. Right. He said it had 12,000 cases of COVID genetic therapy agent coincident complications, but he said the actual number is probably 10 times that, which would be 120,000, and I think it could be even higher. But anyway, let's get to the meat of this story because it really is something. What inspired this Brooks, this writer, to pen his piece was actually the death of a middle-aged family man from Gilroy, California. This man's name was Mike Granata. Well, he was laid to rest this past Sunday, and both Mike and his widow, Susie, wanted his story shared far and wide because they wanted to help others avoid his tragic end, okay? Now, this is the thing. Mike Granata related his message, Chuck, in a very, very unique way, in his obituary, okay? And that's what this Brooks writer calls, quote, a warning from the grave. And the obituary reads at first, quote, Mike was adamant that people know what happened to him that caused his early and unexpected death. And then here's the message from Mike. Many nurses and non-nursing staff begged me and my wife to get the truth out to the public about the COVID-19 vaccines because the truth of deaths from the vaccine was being hidden within the medical profession. I promised I would get the message out, he wrote. And here is Mike's message. This is what he wrote. Quote, at the insistence of my doctor, I gave in to pressure to get vaccinated. On August 17th, I received the Moderna vaccine and started feeling ill 3 days later. I never recovered, but continued to get worse. I developed multi-system inflammation and multi-system failure that the medical professionals could not stop. My muscles disappeared as if to disintegrate. I was in ICU for several weeks and stabbed with needles up to 24 times a day for those several weeks, while also receiving 6 or 7 IVs at the same time, continuously. It was constant torture that I cannot describe. I was no longer treated as a human with feelings and a life. I was nothing more than a COVID vaccine human guinea pig, and the doctors were excited to participate in my fascinating progression unto death. If you want to know more, please ask my wife. I wished I would have never gotten vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, don't do it unless you're ready to suffer and die. Wow. That's what Mike Granata had to say. He's now passed on. He's been laid to rest. Now, it's a striking story. People can make of it what they will. But as I put it in my article, it's so striking that it warrants wide media coverage. We should see this in every newspaper, but we're not going to. Not only will the press ignore it, but the press and big tech will probably suppress it, because who cares about honoring a dying man's last wish when you've got a narrative to advance, right? But here's the thing, Chuck. People could shrug this off as an anomaly in Mike's case. But the truth is that, like I've said before, I've seen other such cases. I've read about people who've died. I've run into people who've suffered serious complications after taking these genetic therapy agents. And yes, I know people who've taken them who thus far have been okay. Okay? But when you run into this many individuals who've had these problems, you really can't chalk it all up to coincidence. Okay? And let me just tell you my stories now. First, it was a friend of mine. He got the jab. and he developed heart inflammation. Surprise, surprise. We've heard a lot about that. Myocarditis, that's inflammation of the heart muscle. Pericarditis, that's inflammation of the heart, I believe. Anyway, my friend had to treat this with medication. I don't know if he's still on it. But here's the thing. Not long after that, Chuck, I met three different men, three, at the same recreational facility, and this was within a short period of time, who told me they had heart attacks, okay? And when I asked them, I found out all three of them had previously taken the genetic therapy agents. And then a bit later, I ran into this woman in my building who told me that she suffered some side effects, too. Hers didn't involve the heart, but rather it was some kind of problem involving her pelvic area. But here's the thing you have to understand, Chuck. I didn't seek these people out. And when I met them, I didn't broach the topic of health at all. They did, okay? And also, an editor said to me recently when I was describing what I'd done the day before, you know, I was keeping weird hours, he said about my odd lifestyle, well, sounds very bohemian, but, I mean, that's true. I work from home, I make my own hours, and I'm a writer, so what do you want? But I'm telling you this because my point is that I don't get out much, okay? If I'm running just incidentally into five people who've had these genetic therapy-induced, apparently, complications, it tells you something, okay? Again, it's hard to chalk that up to coincidence. And then you have to add to this, Chuck, all the statistics. And here's one that I have in my article, but there are so many. You have Steve Kirsch. He's executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund, okay? He also, I don't know if he still is, but he was a member of the FDA advisory panel. Well, he said of the genetic therapy agents in September, quote, the VAERS reporting system shows heart attacks happen 71 times more often following these vaccines compared to any other vaccine. And I might add to this that we now know that these genetic therapy agents are not that effective at preventing the contraction or transmission of COVID, okay? But here's the thing now. Let's put this picture all together, Chuck. You add to this the emails that I've gotten from nurses and other people where they attest to many, many genetic therapy agent coincident complications they've witnessed, okay? And what's the logical conclusion? I mean, when you put together all these striking personal experiences, Chuck, all these news reports we've heard, the statistics, my email testimonials, and warnings, too, from experts who are not compromised. And when all these things align to point to the same conclusion, and when the whole establishment aligns to try to suppress the information, well, what do we have to say? Something's going on here. Getting back to that car analogy, if it were a vehicle, yeah, would you buy that car? Wow. You know, and we have got to go to a break,
I'm
sure.
Yeah, there's our break, man. I'm telling you. And it's amazing that at least the vaccine adverse event reporting system, you know, it's good that you can get information from them because hanky-panky.
Yeah, that's
Selwyn Duke,
sure.
The website, selwynduke.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dennis Bono. Join me every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Dennis Bono Show live from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. Enjoy this fun-filled hour with my celebrity friends as they perform, visit, and have lots of fun with me in front of a live audience in the showroom at the South Point Hotel. Please join me Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific, Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CRN Radio and CRNTalk.com.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. Eight channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American and the website selwynduke.com. You know, Selwyn, I sent out a thing the other day, and I tried to find it real quick during the break, but it's shameful. I think that's too easy of a word, but how much money all of these people that are putting out the shots are making. I mean, and we're talking about billions of dollars. And I think it's billions a week, you know. And then you have ivermectin, which, you know, cost almost nothing and works just fine, and it's been working forever. It's a shame. And I also want to mention real quick. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that dovetails with something I wanted to mention. I was going to say that at the New American, they have this more than hour-long interview with Dr. Robert Malone. I didn't conduct it, but it's there. He was instrumental in the development of mRNA technology. In fact, he calls himself the originator of RNA used as a drug. And what he said about this is that the FDA is completely compromised because Big Pharma has for a while now been funding the FDA's endeavors. So that means that it can control the FDA. So when the FDA says, oh, we've approved this drug or we've approved that drug, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And, you know, Malone also pointed out that the people at the FDA and these other government agencies, they're just operational. That's how he put it. He said they're not real scientists, many of them, or at least they're not proceeding as real scientists would. They just go down a checklist, say, okay, check, 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 check. Then we approve it. And what he said, what happened with these genetic therapy agents is that they used the checklist for vaccines. But these are not vaccines, he pointed out. They are gene therapy agents, and a different checklist should have been applied to them. So they were approved on completely the wrong basis.
The different checklist you're talking about, that sometimes takes 2 to 3 years to get approved for a vaccine. You know, and I know that whenever they give the shots, they give you a little card that tells you, you know, they haven't been, whatever the word is, you know, I think they come right out and say, you know, they haven't been tested all the way or whatever, but gosh, I wish I had the exact wording for you.
But don't worry about it.
You know, and I want to tell the listeners real quick, too, that when you go to SelwynDuke.com, he had another excellent report a couple of days ago. The Branch Covidians Cometh, The Psychology Behind Mass COVID Hysteria, because you'll want to read that one too. You know, it's unbelievable. Dr. Robert Malone, you bring him up, co-inventor mRNA vaccines. He's been warning against COVID hysteria and tweeted out a video. And Selwyn, you always do your homework, and you've got it covered from A to Z. And I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Wow. Well,
the team
listen,
is to say you've got to go off the air now.
Yeah, and you know what? And normally you're here every Friday, but next Friday is a holiday here, so we're going to have a week off. So, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, holidays, weekend. Just a lot to celebrate, yes. And try not to get gonged as you go through life, you know. Yes. Selwyn Duke, the new American, and it's selwynduke.com. Thank you very much, Nick, and thank you for listening. And remember, God bless the United States of America.